Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you some great guests, some that have overcome challenges, some guests who will inspire you, and some guests who will teach you some tools and techniques to help you create that life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. I love all the feedback you've been sharing about how you've, you know, called in and talked to some of our guests and the things that have happened for you. It's been phenomenal. So don't hesitate. Send me an email. Let me know what you think about the show, or if there's a certain guest that you'd like us to bring on, let us know. We're here to inspire you. So if you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, also sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, I'm going to say, send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I use personally to create the life that I desired. They helped me to overcome the challenges in my life, and I know that they can help you too. So check them out at AskSueLondon.com. Now, Christopher, my friend, how are you this week? You're keeping out of trouble?
I'm never keeping out of trouble, but I'm fine. How are you?
Oh my gosh. You know what? I'm excited, because we are now on our countdown of 4 weeks away from our move. And I'm, you know, starting to have to peel me off the ceiling here. I got to say it.
Well, that's good. I like it when you're in that kind of peel off the ceiling mood.
Well, sometimes my husband Ross doesn't think that, though. He's like, we got 4 more weeks still to go, and you're already getting all excited. So, but I got to tell you, we had a new experience this week. Have you ever been to an auction before?
Yes, I've been to many, and they're a lot of fun.
They are so much fun, aren't they? Well, we went because we were getting rid of some stuff before our move, and we just wanted to see how it went. And before we went, Ross just kept saying to me, you know, what, Sue, I don't want you bidding on everything. It can get kind of addictive, you know. Well, we get there, and we sit down, and he starts pointing. He starts stretching. He's doing these things. And, you know, Christopher, at an auction, people, the auctioneer can say the number. And, you know, people don't always hold up their number, right? Some of them just kind of nod or do these little gestures, right? So the auctioneer would say a number. And here we go, Ross stretching or something, you know, just unlike him. And then the auctioneer would point over at our way and say, sold. And I thought, oh my God, what are we going to do with that piece of furniture? It won't fit or whatever, right? And there was a guy behind us that was bidding up on all of these things. So it was really, really a good time. But yeah, we did come home with our car full, the back seat on my knee and our trunk. And I had our whole house packed except for our clothes and our food. So I had some more packing to do, but it is quite fun.
Well, know what's really funny is I really feel our lives are parallel, and I'm sure
they are.
You could talk about that later, because guess what we were doing on Tuesday night this week, Lena and I?
Were you at an auction?
We were at an auction. We were at a silent auction and a live auction. It was a benefit for the Greater Westerly Pawcatuck Area Chamber of Commerce. It's their annual awards dinner and their annual meeting that they have every year. And they do a silent auction and a live auction as a fundraiser. So many businesses in town donate all of the prizes and gift certificates. And
nice.
Then all of the items that, that we bid on, the money goes directly to the Chamber of Commerce. But it's funny that you were just talking about you going bid crazy, because Lena went bid crazy too the other night.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, you know what, for the record, I would say it was Ross that was really getting it like into it at first. And then, because the guy would say, you know, I got this bundle here for a dollar, and there was like little trucks in there. And of course, we have a grandson, right? So 5-year-old grandson likes little trucks. So when the guy said, does anyone want it for a dollar? Ross puts up the flyer, the card, you know, with your number on. But then when I took it from him, I thought, no, I won't. I don't want to pack it. But it is addictive. It's really addictive.
It is a lot of fun. And generally, they're for a good cause. So, you know, you can always think about that the money's going to a good place.
Yeah, well, this wasn't any kind of charity. This was just a regular auction, but it did go to a good cause because it's going to our new home.
There you go.
So that's how I'm looking at it. But yeah, there's another one on Monday, and we both decided, no, it's better for us to go down to the waterfront, take the dogs and have a walk. That would be a little bit healthier for us. So, but guess who's on the show this week?
It couldn't have anything to do with numeration, could it?
Well, the man behind you becoming the new Mr. Christopher is with us again today.
And I was just thinking
Joseph
about
Gabby. Yeah, Joseph Gabby's here, guys. And we're going to talk about numerology. Now, let me ask you this, Christopher. We all used to call you Chris, and you used to go by Chris.
And I have to correct myself. I just said numeration. I meant numerology.
Numeration.
Numeration is something else. It's like what the census people do.
Now, you're not nervous that he's going to, like, say something to you tonight, are you?
I don't think nervous is the word. I'm very anxious and excited, and I think it's great that he's back on with us again.
Oh, I love him. Guys, today, Joseph Gabby's our guest, and we're going to talk about numerology. You're going to have a chance to call in and have a reading to sample how numerology works. We have a lot of people already who have called in or sent messages through the instant feedback area and are lined up to have readings. But before I tell you about Joseph, I want to tell you we have lots of fun getaways. Oh my gosh, I'm thinking trips right now. Giveaways here, guys. And I'm talking about our special guest. I want the first person who calls into the radio station and calls my friend Christopher, you're going to win a copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Now, Christopher, can you tell everyone where the radio station is, because they have to go in to pick it up, and then can you give them the number that they're going to call you to win that?
Well, I can give out the transformation number, because just to make it easier for people, because it will ring here. It's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And to come to the studios, it's very simple. 16 High Street, downtown Westerly. And if you've got a GPS, just type in 16 High Street. And if you don't have a GPS, we're right in the middle of downtown, across from the post office and next to Van Ghent.
So if you're listening and you're on the beach right now, you're not too far.
That's right. You're not.
So good. Well, call in, and then let me tell everyone about Joseph. And then, Christopher, you can... after we do that, you can tell us who the winner is. Sound good?
That sounds great.
Good. Well, everyone, if you haven't heard the show when Joseph was on before, let me tell you a bit about him. Not only is he phenomenal, he is amazing. He has become such a great friend of mine. And he, to me, has always been 100% accurate. Everyone who he has read that I know personally, including myself. So it is so exciting for me to share him with you and give you this opportunity to learn more about Joseph's work. Now, Joseph is going to do two giveaways today as well. So as the show's going, we will announce them and you can call in. But to tell you about Joseph, well, he has always been intrigued by spiritual phenomena, and this has been a major influence on him since early life. At the age of 8, he discovered his clairvoyance. He's a natural medium, He shares his gifts with others through meditation classes, numerology, and spiritual healing. And today, like I said, you're going to have, you're going to learn about numerology and how it can help you in areas of your life. Joseph is going to give a book away today, and he's going to give a full free reading away. Pretty exciting stuff, guys. So to learn more about Joseph Gabby, you can visit his website, theblueprintofyoursoul.com. Now, we are about 1 minute away from commercial, but let's bring Joseph on first, Chris, and then we'll go to commercial break. So,
wonderful.
Joseph, welcome to Get Inspired Radio again, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Sue, again. How are you, Christopher?
I'm doing wonderful, and so great to have you back, Joseph.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back. It's always fun to be around you guys.
Well, it's never a dull moment with the Christopher and Sue hour, that's for sure.
No.
Why don't we take a quick break now, and then we can get everyone, Joseph, you can tell everyone what numerology is, and then we'll start doing some readings. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay, very folks, you can call in, and that number to call in for to experience a reading with Joseph is 1-800-930-2819, and you can also ask your question through the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. guest today is Joseph Gabby, and our topic is numerology. Now, I forgot to tell you before the break, and thank you to our listener, Jody, for reminding me what I have to have you ask our guest in order to have a reading. We have to have your first name, and we have to have your full birthday. That is the month, the day, and the year. So if you send that in to us with your first name and your birthday, your full birthday, then Joseph can do a reading on you. So, Jody, thank you for helping me with the show tonight. I'm using all new technology, folks. I need to tell you this, and I'm learning a lot as we're talking. So if I sound a little scattered tonight, I apologize. The joy of technology. And if you want to call in and talk to Joseph, the number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. So, Joseph, let's get started and let everyone experience how you do a reading. So I have Lolly for February the 1st, 1978. Can you share a bit about her?
February the 1st?
1978.
And the first name?
Lolly.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Lolly, that you have got so many ones in you, and the one basically is your destiny also. And before we touch base with the one, is basically your one is coming from vibration 28, which is the 2 and the 8. 2 started from early stage in life, from when you were born until the age of 35. So you have plenty of years to understand this vibration. And this vibration is very crucial in learning in a deeper sense about relationships. And relationships here basically is about the relationships, how it started in the beginning with your parents, with your friends, teachers, co-workers, and also how it started with your physical relationships, and if you have any kids, with your own kids. Basically how you deal or handle people in your life, how you can allow them to affect you in many different ways without having to allow them to affect you. So your best learning from this vibration is basically how well you determine your limits, how well you determine what kind of having clear sense of the boundaries, and when do you say no? And because sometimes you might never say no easily, or you don't say it easily. And it is very important. Now, the two vibration, it will teach you also, basically, you have a very strong female vibration with this vibration, and you're very, very intuitive. You have a very intuitive side in you, and that you need to nourish. And the intuitive side, you need to bring in out more your creative side. If you're keeping it hiding somewhere, it is time to open it and let it release itself and bring all the goodies that you're already storing from the inside throughout your own depth. You do have a very good heart. You're very modest and receptive, and normally you should have the ability to associate with many people. And with the two, basically what I need you to watch from it, and I'd like you to watch, is basically the vibration, the two, is normally in a two situation. For anybody who have this vibration, they are very comfortable sitting in the back seat. So it's time for you to step out of that back seat and go forward and sit in the front seat. Because remember, your destiny is one, is to bring your leadership. So to get out from the back seat to go into the front seat, you need to be in charge than giving orders from the back. So it is very crucial that. And you need to learn how to not to be naive or shy or shamed with this vibration, suddenly withdrawn, being timid or unsupportive, sometimes being depressive in certain ways. But the biggest learning that you need to learn from that too is how well you handle your sensitivity, your oversensitivity. And if you don't handle it in the proper way, you can easily become a victim or a doormat for somebody else. And that you need to be really taking care of it. Otherwise, it can completely put your life ups and downs and put you into a loop loophole into different areas in life, and that you need to have it under control if it is the situation today. Now, the eight comes after that. It comes from between the ages of 36 to 45, and the eight basically to teach you at that point about money, about freedom, about power, sorry, about money, about power, and about achieving recognition. So whatever you are hiding on the inside, you need to start bringing it to shine. And recognition is very important at this point and very crucial. And also is very linked to your destiny, which is the leadership. So that recognition, you need to start looking into it more seriously in case you're not doing it so far. And you're, with the eighth vibration, basically, it is you should have a very clear head, very skillful, very positive, practical entrepreneur, money maker. Normally, eight people love to retire early, and they love to enjoy their life at the early stage. But also the eight, they love to control other people, and they love to play with other people's money. And usually you share the blessing generously. That's if you're working with it on a positive aspect. The negative side of the eight, if you keep turning, for example, feeling the fear of failing, lack of confidence, being careless, restricted to whatever is putting that restriction, and most of the time you're putting your own restriction to it, into your life, putting more your way out of the way not to do things, because you do have lots of self-sabotage at times, and you can be an expert of doing that. And being a workaholic also doesn't help, and or having lack of trust, or being afraid of your own gift. And if you switch the eight sideways, for anybody with the eight, if you switch it sideways, it becomes like an infinite sign. And that infinite sign, it technically, it's like you might be going from one side to the other, and you can get into a loop of patterns that you need to really learn how to break that pattern and move it away from you in order to manifest the money, the power, or the recognition in your life. Now, once you get all over that, you start going into your destiny, and destiny for you is about the one, which is to bring your leadership forward. You're normally very assured, you're very courageous, and take action fast. And you're very entrepreneur with this vibration. You should be very determined, very confident, independent from anybody. And normally ones are people who don't like to be told what to do.
Nice.
That's the problem. That's the character that you have from that from that vibration. So the one basically that you need to watch for, the one is feeling stuck, being stagnation. And going into this stagnation mood, or being having lack of self-respect, lack of self-determination, or insecurity, and basically the watching addiction, sometimes ego, pride, or stubbornness, and headstrong, being impatient, selfishness sometimes, and the most important thing is the self-confidence.
Good. Sorry, I'm just looking at the time here, Joseph. I think we could spend a whole hour just reading Lolly.
I know. No, because she has more vibration into her destiny, that's why.
Yeah. Now, is there any one last thing that you want to share about Lolly before we go to the next person?
Yes, she just needs to watch not to have the fear of the unknown happen in her life. Or in denial of her internal feelings.
Okay, perfect. Lolly, that's a great reading for you. Joseph, thank you for sharing that. Now, folks, I want to share with you all, because sometimes people are a little timid to call in and have Joseph talk about them on the air. So Joseph has kindly got a gift for you. And so I thought at this time what we want to do is for one of the callers who call in, the first caller is going to win a free reading with Joseph. Joseph, am I right in saying they can be anywhere in the world to have this reading with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So folks, call in. The first caller to call in to Christopher, you're going to win this reading. So you'll give your information to Christopher, and then Joseph will get in touch with you. The number to call is 1-800-900-9149. 930-280-2819. Let me repeat that. You can't send a message through the instant feedback here on the website. You got to call in and talk to Christopher. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Okay, and the person who calls in first is going to win a free reading with Joseph. Now, Joseph, for anybody who might be listening and they don't have a chance to call in or they don't win, how can somebody book a reading with you?
They can go on my website, theblueprintofyoursoul.com.
Okay.
And I have different charts there. I have the numerology chart. I have the psychosomatic chart.
Okay.
And I have two other charts that are interested in them. I don't have them posted. Somehow I'm not sure why.
Okay.
One on the relationships, one on for a business. If somebody wants to open a business and to find out about the business, if it does fit with them or not.
Oh, okay.
In terms of names and stuff like that. So those two charts also, they are available. These are comparison charts. So it is for two people or one person and the business.
Okay.
And comparison. So, but,
and can you share the website with everyone? We got to go to a commercial in about 20 seconds here.
The blueprint of the of yoursoul.com, the blueprint of yoursoul.com.
Perfect.
And it is all listed on the site. So, and okay, my email is there. They can email me. I can give them more detailed information.
Perfect. Well, let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to hear what you have to say about Sandy. So stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back after this short break.
Okay.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. There's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have my friend Joseph Gabby here today with us, and we're talking about numerology. If you'd like to have a reading today, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. Now, before we went to the break, we announced that Joseph had a giveaway. That somebody who called in, the first caller, would win a free reading with Joseph. And Christopher, I understand we have a winner.
Yes, we do. We have Carrie Baird of Carrie's Shoes in downtown Westerly. So congratulations, Carrie. And they sell all kinds of shoes there. I don't want to go into a commercial, but they're a wonderful, wonderful store, and we thank her for listening.
Well, Carrie, congratulations. I know that you will find it very growing having a reading with this man. Now, while we're going to do some more readings here, Joseph, you have another giveaway. So do you want to tell them about your book? And then the next caller, they can win your book.
The book is on numerology. It's called The Blueprint of Your Soul.
Okay.
Basically, it was my first book I wrote in 2010.
Okay.
And you can learn to completely draw a chart yourself.
Okay.
If you follow it in a proper way, and it's well explanatory, and if you like to add, it will be good helpful tools with all the explanation of every single number that exists, and just take it as a tool. It's a toolbook, you know, just to help you to draw yourself a chart.
And so to win that, is this an e-book, Joseph, or a hard copy book?
I'll mail it to where they are.
They'll mail it? Okay, so anybody can call in. You're going to call in to 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And Christopher's sitting by the phone, ready to take your information so you can get that wonderful book from Joseph. And if you don't win the book, Joseph, it's on your website, right?
It's on the website. It's up. Okay. It's on Amazon. It's everywhere. So.
Okay. And tell everybody again your website.
TheBlueprintOfYourSoul.com. It's the same title of the book.
Perfect. And we also, before we have to go have you share about Sandy and her reading, you are going to be in Connecticut doing an event in September, right?
I'm coming to Connecticut in September 21st, I believe. 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Okay.
It's an event. I teach numerology in it, but from a different perspective. It's not a numerology event. It's way more than numerology. It has numerology plus. Plus, I'm teaching also psychosomatic numerology. It's how to apply your chart and what happened from your chart that you draw already before, how it applies on your body, and you can see exactly what's the problem on the body from the chart.
Okay.
And it is a really powerful event. It's a 3-day event, and it will be taking place in Hartford, Connecticut, on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of September.
And is that information on your website?
All of it on the website. The name is called Consciously Living Your Destiny.
Okay, perfect. So, guys, anyone in the New England area, it's going to be worth your drive. Check it out. Okay, Joseph, let's read Sandy now. And her birthday is October 11, 1978.
Okay, so Sandy is the same destiny as Lolly before. It's a 10/1, exactly the same destiny. So she can listen what we spoke earlier. But her 10 coming from 37, which is the 3 and the 7. So Sandy is supposed to have an easy growing up childhood. If it didn't work that way because of interference from family, from religion, from culture, whatever happened, she has 35 years to fix that because she's supposed to be happy. If she's not happy, she cannot make anyone else happy. That's the bottom line of her vibration.
Okay.
So with this vibration, she should be very inspirational. She should be very uplifting, creative, enthusiastic, welcoming, chatty. She loves to talk. She likes to hear herself talking. And at the same time, she likes to be entertained. It is about the joy of life. That vibration is a very fun vibration, very easy vibration. She can be very strong strong in selling or in communicating. Sandy can communicate well onto this side and into the other side also. So the negative side that needs to be watched from is the self-doubt, criticizing others, scattering the energy all over the place, never finishing projects at hand, being self-centered or worried all the time, unforgiving, secretive sometimes, or being lack of concentration. But at the same time, the most important aspect is to express her own emotions, because it can take Sandy 2 seconds to change the subject when doesn't want to speak about the emotions. But the second vibration comes after the seven. The seven basically is about trust, how well Sandy capable of trusting the self, how much that we can trust ourselves in the from that vibration. And this vibration is very crucial for Sandy, because in one way this vibration reflects all her the gifts that Sandy have.
Okay.
And those gifts can be very, very important for Sandy, because she's born on the 11th. And the 11 is a master number, so she needs that. So Sandy is coming from an old soul.
And oh, is she?
Also, she's coming back here in order to do something with a vision to make an improvement into her life first and into humanity. And
nice.
Once she opens her 11 at one point, it can help her to open spiritually and financially, and can go worldwide. But that seven is very instrumental. The more she trusts into herself, the more she can flourish, and she accepts her gift. She needs to watch from the negative side, the fear of gift, the fear of failing, the fear of being successful, not to feel incompetent or inferiority in her life, and stop overanalyzing everything. And this is basically where, on a rough scale, she has lots of ones, has been very stubborn, but... need to watch the stubbornness a lot.
Well, you know, Joseph, can I add, I was always told I was stubborn. And for Sandy, because I love you so much, I have to say, I like the word saying strong will determine better, Joseph. Because I used to hear that same thing too, being stubborn.
But it's a fact for the one.
<You know. laughs> I have to speak up for Sandy, you know.
All right.
So,
but Sandy is a very, very, very gifted person, and okay. She needs to realize that.
Good. And well, Sandy, play this over and over until you hear those words, my friend. Okay. Is there anything else that you want to share about Sandy before we go on to Marion?
No.
No. Okay. Marion is her name, and her birthday is January 26, 1954.
Okay, so Marion, exactly, listen to Lolly, destiny. You have exactly the same destiny like Lolly, 28/10/1. You have exactly the same thing. So I'm going to be talking about something else. I want to talk about more. You have 9 plus, your birthday is January, okay? 9 + 4 = 14, 5. So this year on your birthday, you started into the fifth year out of the 9-year cycle. The 9-year cycle is, we go in life into a 9-year cycle. Every 9 years, it represents one cycle. If you don't learn from your experience from one 9-year cycle, you drag them to the second 9-year cycle. And if you still insist not to have those learned, you're going to drag them to the third 9 years. That means you can waste 27 years, 36 years, or whatever, out of life if you don't really understand those lessons. On your birthday this year, you started the fifth year out of the 9 years. So you're already in the middle of your 9-year cycle. And this year for you, it is a year of freedom. It is a year to freedom is sometimes being free from family, religion, culture, your way of thinking that doesn't support your thoughts, that doesn't apply in your life, whatever is that is holding you down. And at the same time, this year is about expansion, and it's about new beginning. And a new beginning after the 5 years you spent from the beginning of the cycle. So it has a lot of opportunity, and this year also can bring you lots of traveling. So this is something that you need to to be watching this year, because traveling can be a very expansion for you, from bring the expansion of the spirit, of your mental, physical, emotional also, and can be good for you if you have the chance to travel this year. And basically, the destiny exactly that you have is exactly the same as Lali, the first person I was reading, is exactly the same. So just listen to that. I don't want to repeat it the same way.
Okay. Now, that was great. Now, Joseph, let me ask you a question. When you, we have a caller here that wants to have a reading, but she doesn't want to give her year. Can you do a reading without their year?
I talk about something else. I don't give the destiny then.
Yeah. Okay. So, Christopher, bring Karen on from White House, New Jersey.
Go ahead, Karen.
How are you? Hi. How are you?
Hi, Karen. Welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
How are you?
Your birthday is December the 3rd. Is that right?
Yeah, I can give up the year if it makes a difference.
It is really worth it, let me tell you.
Okay, it's 1951.
Okay, Joseph, do you want to take it from there?
Yeah. Okay. 10, 15, 16. Okay. Karen, you do have a very strong destiny. Your destiny is a 22/4. And also reflect in your name, Karen is also 22/4. So you are coming from a very, very, very old soul. And so technically Karen is not coming here for a picnic. She's coming to do some work. And so your destiny, because of the 22/4, that means you have two different style of destinies. If one with a higher vibration, one with a lower vibration. The lower vibration first we're going to talk about, which is the 4. But before we explore the 4, the 2, we already mentioned it in the previous caller, so I'm not going to repeat the same thing. Just listen to the previous caller for the time we have. The two vibration. And the 4 basically is about your stability. Is about your mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual stability. How well Karen can be organized, can be structured, can be you're conservative with this vibration. You're very neat and tidy when you are working with a positive aspect of it. And you do not mind routine works, and you pay really big time into the details of things. You're very cautious, you're very careful, you're very consistent, you're devoted and well punctual. Now, the negative side of the 4 is basically being limited in certain things. Sometimes it brings some laziness into things, and being insensitive, disorganized. You need to watch jealousy, envy, and procrastination. It's very important, being not to be impatient or confused or filled with doubt. Loneliness is a huge for the 4. You need to watch for that. And the big, big, big aspect that you need to learn from the 4 is contradiction. You cannot contradict what you like to have. If you're asking the universe you want something, don't contradict it in your way of thinking, in your thought, or the way you speak. It is very important. Now, if we take those into consideration, once you have the 2 balanced as much as possible to the positive aspect of it, and the 4 balanced into the positive aspect of it, and then you can activate, once you have them settled at least, you can activate your master number 22. And master number 22 is a master builder. It's basically you can take your own vibration yourself. You can take your vision, if it was your vision or somebody else. You just repackage it in the way you see it, and you can, by that time, you open yourself spiritually, financially, and that vibration also can take you worldwide. And the importance, you're coming to do it, and the way I see it, because you're coming to do it as a destiny, but also your blueprint grows, which is a vibration that starts at age 40 to 45, is also 22 for you, is what you like to accomplish in this lifetime alongside your destiny. And that tells me that you're not the first time you're coming with a 22, and you're coming to either you haven't successfully done it properly in the past lifetime, and you're coming to redo it because it is part of you, the 22. So you already have lots of knowledge of it. Meditation can bring you lots of awareness if you're getting lost with that vibration. And this vibration, sometimes people don't understand you. They don't make sense what you're saying even. And that doesn't matter because people only see you to your level, not to their level. They see you according to their level, not to your level, because you're too high into energy wise, so they won't see that far distance for them. So many people won't understand you. Many people will misinterpret what you're saying, and it's a part of life for you. But overall, you need to open yourself because you're coming to do something here, something important. And if you want to make something important, you need to take out all the nonsense that's occupying your mind or your head at the moment. Does that make sense?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
Joseph.
Have a good night.
Okay. Joseph, we, for time purposes, we have about about another six people still that want to have readings. Can we, I hate to do this to everybody, but is there a way you can maybe just share maybe one main thing about them?
Yeah.
Is that putting real pressure on you now, my friend?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, because I want to make sure that you can help everyone here.
All right.
Let's take someone from the instant feedback area on Transformation Talk Radio. This is for Jan, and her birthday is February 17th, 1947. Jan, thanks for sending your birthday into us. February 17th, 1947.
Okay. And Jan, okay. Jan, is it J-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. Six, one. Okay, so Jan, basically your numbers are dominated with the 8 vibration. Your 17 is vibration. Jan is also 8. So you have the 8 in all over the place. We spoke earlier about the 8, but what I want to emphasize for you on the 8, that you might run into patterns that you need to really look into deeper sense. What are these patterns? If the patterns are around money, you need to see how you handle money, how you deal with money, how stressed are you with money, how disciplined are you with money, and see what's the outcome, why the same results keep turning over and over. Because those 8 are really there to emphasize that you need to have more achieving recognition in your life. That achievement of recognition is important for you. It is something that you should start doing something with it and start taking it to a different level in your life, because you're here to bring that recognition into your life, and you're emphasizing it both into your day of birth and in your blueprint growth, because something that you want to achieve, and this is very important. And bring your ambition forward, bring your the power that you're supposed to have. And anything that you've been programmed from a family background, everything you've been programmed, just start to delete what you don't need from it. What doesn't apply into your life, it's time to delete it. And because you need to have to start doing things on your own, in your own version, the way you think it makes a bigger match for you and in your life. So this is very important. Your stability in life is very important. It is very important, your stability, and you need to bring structure and being organized in life to have all the plus what you need to have in life to bring them into more fruitfulness to yourself. So perfect. I'm going to leave it from that.
Good. Good. Great. Well, sounds like we got a lot of people getting homework here, guys. This is wonderful, Joseph. Joseph, we've got another caller here on the phone, and then we've got about another six people more that want readings, and we've got about another 6 minutes left of the show. So, guys, I know y'all want to talk to Joseph. I promise if we don't get to you, we will bring Joseph back. So, Christopher, let's bring Cheryl on from New Jersey.
Okay, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Your birthday Thank is you. March the 14th, 1952?
Correct.
Okay, Joseph, do you want to share one main thing about Cheryl?
Yeah, March 14th.
March 14th, 1952.
Okay. Cheryl, your destiny is a seven, and your seven, we spoke earlier about it, is to bring the trust in you. So your trust is very crucial. And you don't need to become a monk in this lifetime. You don't need to be by yourself. It's because people with sevens, they like to have solitude in their life. You love to have space for yourself. You love to do that. But if you are with somebody, just have a room only for you. Nobody touch that room to get your solitude into it. But your seven is coming from 25, which is the 2 and the 5. The 2 I already spoke earlier. I'm going to handle the 5 for you because it is very important for you. The 5 is about your freedom. It's a total freedom for you. It's a freedom from family, religion, culture, whatever is making you stuck where and not move the way you want to move. It is very important. You're very resourceful. You're very versatile. You can be like a jack of all trades sometimes because you can ask somebody ask you what you do. You can have a few business cards in hand, and that you need to change in order to bring more recognition for yourself and be an expert of something. You're very broad-minded. You're very free-spirited. You're here into the expansion of yourself and of your soul. The negative side of the 5, quickly, I'm going to run a few of them. Being moody, feeling stuck, patientless, purposeless, feeling undecided, fear of taking risk, fear of freedom, dependent on other people, and self-indulgence. Self-indulgence is very big for the 5, which is drinking, smoking, drugs, overeating or under-eating, over-sex or under-sex, over-running, over-exercising or under-exercising, over-shopping or under-shopping. Anything we do too much of it just for you to avoid dealing what you're supposed to be dealing in the first place. So it's whatever you can bring of distraction in your life. And this is where I want to leave you with that. And all the 25-7, everything has already been done before on the show today.
Okay, thank you very much.
There you go, Cheryl. Thanks for calling in.
Welcome, thank you.
Okay, Joseph, we're only going to have time for one more. I apologize to everyone. I promise after the show, I will talk to Joseph and I will book him for the fall. Okay, guys, let's do one more here. And no pressure. You got about a minute and a half, okay? this is for Jody. And Jody's birthday is March the 21st, 1977.
So her destiny is a 20/2, 16. No, 30/3. So her destiny is 30/3, which is her destiny. She has one of the easiest destiny, which is a 3, and that destiny basically is to. It's for Jody to be happy. I mean, if that ingredient is not there in her life, she has to find out what's missing, because she needs to be happy in order to make anybody else happy in her life. She cannot deliver something she doesn't have or doesn't own. She's very sociable. She's very inspirational. She's very creative on a positive aspect, on uplifting on a positive aspect also. Sympathetic, but she needs to bring that core of happiness into her life, otherwise nothing will work the way she wants. Because you remember, she's March is a 3, 21st is a 3, and her destiny is a 3. She has 3 all over the place, but in those 3 there's a 0. I'm going to talk a little bit about the 0, which is about her inner gift, her insightfulness. She needs to learn to step into the unknowns, making a choice, take action, make a decision. The negative side of the 0 is being hypersensitive, nervous, sarcastic, afraid of the unknown, afraid of her own gift, confused about potentials or denial. So this is where she needs to take it. But she has many, many 3s into her chart, and those 3s she needs to start nourishing them, and she needs to see why, if she's not happy, why she's not happy. And
Joseph, I hate to say it. We're out of time, my friend.
All right.
I am so sorry, Jody. We will bring Joseph back. I promise you all, because there were so many people that wanted readings. Guys, check out Joseph and his events coming up. He's going to be in Connecticut, guys. He's worth the drive. The blueprint of yoursoul.com. I promise I will bring him back. Joseph, as always, I love you, my friend.
Thank you. Love you, too.
I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio today. And next week, my guest is going to be Dorothy Jean Angst. And Dorothy Jean is the publisher of the True Blue Spirit magazine. And our topic is tuning into synchronicities. And are we going to have a great show with that? On behalf of my guest, Joseph Gabby, and myself, Sue London, and my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, we want to send you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you guys real soon. And by the way, happy Canada Day and happy 4th of July, my friends in America.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.